Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome to the No Romance Without Finance show. This is the hottest show on the internet radio. Normally.
Nigga study you, shorty know what a hunter do. Actually, the nigga backing me is right in front of you, raising a daughter. Sometimes a pen, what a father do, nigga stun on you, front on you. Niggas can't even bow but bun on you, them niggas lame. I hope you get testicular cancer in the brain. Dickhead, by the time you get there, I'll be somewhere with a six pack and a six pack. Her lips and her hips big, my box is covered in a lipstick. I'm pussy fat but ain't good, so that's a misprint. I'm a misfit, I did it and beyond. Shiny watch, looking like the old Diddy on my arm. Highly flammable, barely can get into Canada. Run this rap shit, I got stamina. You are amateur, I aim at you, I bang at you. Hope a plane hit you, fuck you and whoever came with you. Trying to express beautiful pain with you. Like a tattoo of a framed picture of a dead homie, maybe a family member. I got some gambling scriptures like, scared money don't make no money. Bet now motherfuckers gon' take nothing from me. Got ounces allowed, you can hear me smoking. I be coughing on the crowd, you can hear me choking, nigga.
Ooh, I feel so fly. Can't you so far, but I still wanna fly. So come on in this car, let's get this plane. Let's see what this beautiful pain provides.
Talk about hurting, try washing clothes and no detergent. Daddy deserted, so now we serve, saying we're serving. Dreaming we had a furnace, a cold, we sleeping under curtains. What can I say? It got me highly motivated. Mama, two job working, banana companies emerging. Need a 2 week notice before they say don't need a service. I'm too young to have burdens, but still feel I should be further. But who am I kidding? I had bridges, I just burn them. My mama need earnings, ain't had no time for high learning. Call me hypocrite, backslider, you name it, I done heard it. The way that they speak of me, you think I'm ready, murdered. It's hard to be laid back, my head is so assertive. But I gave my life up, I gave my rights up, I gave my dice up, and I gave my dice up. I gave my vice up in every club that lights up. And this is what an intern with no perm lights up. You don't see my pain. I guess it's beautiful pain. It gotta be beautiful pain. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you ain't gotta say much.
Came so far, but I still wanna die. So come on in this car, let's get this plane. Let's see what this beautiful pain provides. If you look into my eyes, you the man or rather die, rather die.
Life is a game of inches. Every move leads to something better. No time to play the benches. Gotta get in the game and live forever and ever.
I be coughing on the crowd, you can hear me choking, nigga.
Yo, thanks everybody for calling in tonight. All the listeners out there listening in right now, I want to thank all you guys for being so early in the day, man. You guys are doing a good job. Hey, guys, it's not the day. It's the evening. Thank you guys for calling up this evening and for showing us some support. The DJ, all new DJ Black Season Friends show. We got a little something. We got a new banner, guys. I know you've been sending it on Facebook. So if you don't mind, flaunt that around. Send it out to your friends. Send it out to your partners. Send it out to your lovers. Send it out to whoever. Send it out to your boys and girls. Let's get that thing going, guys. I want to see it on everybody's page as soon as I tune in to Facebook. Okay, guys. Also, I got some special people here tonight. I got my man, Gene Claude Van Damme. Hold on, that's not Gene Claude. Gene Dominique. What's up, Gene Dominique? Oh, wow. Let me open up. Wow, I guess you can't talk if I don't open up your mic. Oh, wow. Gene Dominique, your mic is open. Let's see. Okay, I got you. Gene Dominique.
Yo, what up,
baby?
Man, I'm good, man. How you been, man? Good to see you. Glad to be on the show, man. Just having a great time.
Yeah. That's what's up, brother. So what are you up to, Gene?
What's up? What did you say? I didn't hear you.
I said, what are you up to, brother? What do you got going on right now?
Oh, man. I'm actually in the studio right now as we speak.
Okay.
Just been working. Just been working on this new mixtape. If you will, EP, just getting ready to go on tour, hitting Japan later this summer, just trying to keep everything
okay.
going, man, doing shows, just trying to keep it going,
cool,
you know?
Cool. Hey, guys, we also got the fabulous, this woman right here, you got, hey, if you've seen her body right now, you'd be like, oh, my God, who is that, Power Woman? Hey, guys, she's not Power Woman, Tisha Thomas. Tisha, what's up, baby, how you doing?
I'm doing well, how are you?
Hey, Tisha, I got a question for you. Am I pronouncing your name correct?
It is Tisha, yeah.
Cool. I got a name right. You got to know. I'm not good with names, but I got Tisha's name right. I'm happy. I'm so happy I got your name correct. Tisha, real talk to you. See what you got. Hey, Tisha, how long have you been working out, baby?
Since 09. That's when I did my first show.
Okay. Wow. Hey, what do you bench press? What's your max?
My max is 315, and I can do that about 2 to 3
reps. Wow. Hey, guys, if you don't know this woman right now, you're going to know her by the end of the night. We're going to get into it more. We're going to find out about her. But first of all, let me see if my guys out there. Where you at, Harold the Hippie?
Gerald, man, we're on the show. Put the bomb down.
Hey, man. Hey, man. What's up,
hey,
man?
Hey, Gerald, what's up, man? How y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on, Caesar? This is Harold the Hippie, and I got my brother Gerald on the phone, too, man.
Hey, man.
Yeah, okay. That's what's up, Gerald. How you doing, Gerald?
Hey, man, you know, living every day to the fullest, bro.
Yeah, I got you, brother. I got you, man. Hey, guys, I know Harold's not feeling too well. He says he's under the weather today. So what's up, Harold? What you got going on, man? Are you taking any...
Man, I was actually having a session with my brother, man, and he spilt my bomb water. I mean, he actually made a mess of some things, man, and, you know, I just not very happy today, man, just feeling a little under the weather, man. I've been calling Zena Love all day long, and she hasn't called me back, so I actually just turned to my new girlfriend, Baltimore Storm, and she's, like, on point, man.
I hear you, man. I hear you, brother. Hey, dude, you gotta chill out, man. You're doing too much, man. You got too many irons in the fire, as they say, man. You need to relax, chill out, man. Your health is not good, man.
Hey, man, talk to you, Harold. Harold, man, wake up.
Hey, man, I'm up, man.
You guys need to cool that out, man. Leave that little whatever you guys are doing. Leave that alone. Let's get on with the show. You guys already know how the show works. The show works just like this. We ask you guys questions. We got people be calling in asking these artists questions. Well, we got one artist. Well, we got two artists because my girl is an artist too. She's an artist with her sculpturing her body. totally different. So she's a different
artist. Man, that's far out, man. Hey, DJ Black Caesar, man, I don't know how long me and Gerald are going to be able to stay on the phone because we're going to go to White Wednesdays, man. You guys have Black Friday. We got White Wednesday tonight, man, and we all types of discounts.
What's White Wednesday about? What do they do
at White Wednesday? Oh, man, me and Gerald, my brother, man, we go in the stores, man, and we get five-finger discounts all night long, man.
Okay, Gerald, I hear you, brother. Hey, you guys do that, man. You guys don't go to jail at night now. It's already Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's tomorrow, so you guys stay out of trouble, all right?
Yeah, man, we're actually getting ready to go out and get a pigeon for tomorrow's Thanksgiving dinner.
A pigeon? What the hell are you going to do with a pigeon?
Well, we don't have a lot of money, Caesar, because you never paid us for being on your show, so we're resorting to a pigeon.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Caesar said I never paid him. Hey, guys, hold on. We got a caller right now. Let's see who this is. It's 615. 615, your mic is open. What's up with you?
Caesar.
Yeah, what's up with you, dog? Who's that?
You know who this is?
You
better know who it is, brother.
Hey, this is my man.
It's your boy, Design Miller, a.k.a. Jay Grimes, Crossface Click. What it is, pimpin'?
What's up with you, brother? How you doing, man? You doing all right?
Dude, my girlfriend broke up with me, man. I caught her talking to her ex last night. You know,
wow.
Yeah, and then she's a real sweetheart, and I go to church with her too. Go figure. The thing is, like, I love her to death, but she's like, well, I promised all of my exes that I would always be friends with them if they ever needed me. I'm thinking, really? What if I did that? She'd be like, if you called your exes, I wouldn't care. I'm like, that's called keeping doors open there.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
I appreciate you calling in, man, but I got two artists on the phone. I got my girl on the phone, Tisha, and then I also have...
Yeah, I want to get that girl's number.
Oh, I got Jean Dominique on the phone. So these guys want to talk a little bit. We're going to get to know both of them, you know.
If they
want
to talk business, if they need anything from me, Caesar, you got my number. If anybody,
yes,
if any artist ever needs anything from me, I don't want to have to throw around my background, because my background could probably smack a lot of people's backgrounds real good.
Man, write me a check, man. I'm on board with you, man.
You know what I mean? Like, if you remember that song back in 98 called Ghetto Cowboy by Bone Thugs and Harmony, that song's 5 times platinum. My big brother is Powder P from that song. I'm formerly of Busy Bone 7-Time Regime. I'm part of Mo Thugs family. Gosh, I can tell you so much, whatever. But I was in a music video with over 5 million views. I was the big dude dancing. I got more. That song helped me out. It blessed me. But that video got my homeboy signed with Warner Brothers. Now me and my peoples, we're doing Crossface Click. It's a ministry, and it's like Christian street rap. I sent Caesar some of the music, so he knows what's up. If any of these artists need production, I got Hot Rod, who did Yo Gotti's 5-Star Chick. I got Gold Super Producers in my phone, so if they ever need production by Gold Super Producers, I got Coop, who's produced for Ritz, Slim Thug, a lot of the YM, Young Money, Cash Money people. He's a super producer. And I got Hot Rod. Anybody need production, I got my peoples on lock. If you need collaborations, I got, gosh, I don't want to have to go through my phone book. Gosh.
Hey, thanks a lot, brother. This guy right here.
Thank you.
Man, it's my guy right here. Whatever you need.
And let me tell you, I gotta do this real quick, but check this out, man. And y'all already know about my homeboy, Turk Hop from the Hot Boys. He's coming back. And he's got a new song called It's Hot. He ain't paying me for this. I'm doing promo because I go DJ. That's my DJ. Okay. Yeah, but Turk, man, I'm telling you, you need to get Turk's music, dog, and play it on here, dog. I'm telling you, you already got mine. I'm still waiting for it to hear mine. But Season, my girl, what should I do, brother?
Hey, man, let me get her phone number, man, and I'll call her and straighten it out, man. I lost her last year. We're still friends, though.
Hey man, me too, man.
Brother. Hey, brother. Hey, what's your... Cool out. Hey, man. Hey, Grimes,
call me later,
all right?
All right,
man.
I'll
holler at you later. Love you, brother. Okay, love you too, bro. Okay, guys. Right, wow. Okay, brother. Okay, wow.
Yeah, get
sorry.
That number, Harold.
That's my guy getting out there, getting all his information out there, letting all his dirty laundry out, so we already know what he has going on. We know him and his girl just broke up. Wow.
We
so
need to get
sorry.
That number, man.
Hey.
Me and Harold need that number,
man. I'm gonna give you that number, Gerald. Because might need to talk to you. I know you and Harold can take care of it. Hey, guys, well, check it out, brother. We're going to go to a song real quick. We're going
to
come back and get into it from Gene Clyde Van Damme. Oh, I keep calling him Gene Clyde Van Damme. We're going to get into it with my man, Gene Dominique. Hey, Gene Dominique, you sound really, really famous, man. We're going to holler at you in a minute, all right?
All right, that's what's up, man.
Oh my god, this motherfucking sour's too good. I don't even fuck with that other shit. That shit hurts my throat, man. I need that shit that tastes like fucking soap, Joy, Ajax.
Your chest like Kevin Hart, so where your heart at? Well, never mind that. Show all you better not say you. Have your mama ever taught you never set yourself a failure, nigga? I double dog dare ya. Let's take it to the streets and watch me build a house of terror. Who want it with me? SOB, now they screaming, breathe, nigga, breathe. They gon' need a cure, I'm a nasty disease. Yeah, these bitches wanna know about the boss. I'm the truth and I never step the loss. These bitches wanna know who I'm with, where I'm from, where I sit. How much money do she get? Do she even got a will? What's up? 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 I tell these bitches, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Yo, that was Boss Lady, man. Doing her thing real sweet. Doing her thing real sweet out there. Hey, guys, check it out. What's up, G-Line? What's up with you, brother? Damn, I think we dropped Gene Klein Van Damme.
Hey, man, don't even worry about it, man. I got Steven Seagal on the phone.
Hey, what's up? It's me, Steven Seagal. How y'all doing? Y'all watch my show. Van Damme, you want to fight me?
Wow.
You want to fight me? It's me, Steven.
Hey, Steven, how you doing, brother?
Doing good, man. I'm doing real good.
Oh,
what the hell is that?
Yo, what's up? Hello?
Okay, Gene.
Hey,
what's up,
me.
Gene? Get you back on the phone.
Steven.
What's up,
Steven.
Man? What's up? It's me. I'm back.
Hey, Gene, come front and center and let me talk to you a little bit and let the rest of the world know who you are. What you got going on, brother?
Okay, definitely, man. Been in the music industry for a minute, writing songs for a lot of artists, top 40 music. Been nominated for a Grammy, so that was cool. With one of the songs I did, and now I'm just coming out as an artist, getting ready to tour, getting ready to hit the road and tour and see what's up.
Sounds good, sounds good. So who have you wrote songs for? You said you're doing Billboard Top 40, so who have you wrote songs for?
JoJo, Connor Maynard, he's an English artist that's really doing really big over here in America right now. Yeah, and then a couple other people, Paula DeAnda, I don't know if you heard about her. She had a song a couple years ago. I've been in the game for a minute writing songs and doing stuff.
Cool.
And
cool,
I also
cool.
do I do like film scores for like TV as well sometimes.
Okay, so what are you doing for TV, brother?
I did some music off the Power Rangers and then a couple indie films as well.
Okay.
Stuff like that, you know.
Wow, that's nice, man. So you already got your hands out there in the business of the industry. You already know about the industry. So what can you tell us? What would you tell the artist out there that's looking to get in out in the industry? What would you tell them to get in there?
Man, first thing I tell any artist that wants to be in the industry is don't do it for the glitz and the glam or the money. Do it because you really care about it, because there's going to be good times and there's going to be bad times. And the only thing that's going to get you through those times where it might be rough is the fact that you really love music and you love what you're doing. If you're just doing it just because, you want to be on stage or be seen, this, that, and the other, it's going to fizzle out. You're going to fizzle out because you might not get where you think you're going to get early. And the only other advice I would get is study your craft, man. Learn as much as you can about whatever it is you want to do, whether it's being in radio, doing music, being a producer, being an engineer. It doesn't matter, just whatever it is in life, just try to study your craft and learn the most you can so you can maximize your potential in everything you do.
Now, Gene,
far out, man. We got a lot in common, man.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, man, I actually was a backup singer, man, for a group, man, back in the 80s called Milli Vanilli, man.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, man. I mean, have you heard of them?
Yeah, I know Milli Vanilli, man. I know that record, of course. Everybody knows Milli Vanilli. You had to.
Yeah, me and my brother, man, we were backup singers for them, man.
So you're telling us, Harold, that you used to sing backup for Milli Vanilli. But
yeah, hold on, man. I'm going to sing for you right now. Ready? Here I go. Gerald, man, let me handle this, man. Ready? And now.
Blame it on the rain.
That's Gerald, man. Did you hear me, though?
No, we, we, didn't hear either one of you guys, man.
Exactly, man. That's like nobody ever said they heard Milli Vanilli, man.
Okay, okay. I got you, Harold. Harold, hold on for a second. Hold on for a second, guys. I got a caller out there. 662-566. Come in. You want me to ask a question?
And I was just speaking. I was just saying, shout out to DJ Black Caesar. Shout out to the good work, man. I like the work that you got going on. You're a good DJ,
you,
man.
Who is that? If you don't mind me asking, who is that?
This is Lil D.
Sir D, what's up with you, baby? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good.
We need to get you on the show one day, man. We need to get you. You need to call me up and let's get set up to get on the show.
Yeah, I like the producing you doing. I like the way that you handle your business, man. I appreciate it,
brother. I really do, man. Thanks a lot, man. We're gonna put you on standby, all right?
All right.
If you got any questions for these artists, just let me know, brother. Push one of you down there, and I'll see it.
All right.
Okay, Dean, I have a question for you, man. You got a French name. Where'd you get that French name from? Do you come from France?
No, my mom is French, so, she just made sure that we all had, like, a French connection, she made sure that we all have French names.
Cool. Well, I know the girls love it. I don't know, I really haven't seen you because you didn't join me up on Facebook yet, so... I sent a promo to your email to your chat room because we're not friends on Facebook. I need you to join me up on Facebook whenever you get a chance.
Oh man, I'll definitely join you on Facebook, man. Absolutely. You know, always.
Cool.
Always. You know what I'm saying? Facebook is the way to connect now.
I got Gerald on the phone. Hey Gerald, what do you got for my man? What do you got for Gene? Clyde Van Damme. I mean, Gene Dominique.
Hey, man. Hey, mad props, man. Keep it moving, you know? Keep going forward with it. Don't ever give up, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. You know, definitely when you got to keep grinding, always going hard. That's it. That's all you can do.
And if you ever need any help, man, any help we can give you, man, me and my brother can connect you with Milli Vanilli, man.
Absolutely, man. I'll have them come out and stand on stage, man, and do what they stand on stage and be quiet.
Oh, wow.
We got some connections, man. Milli Vanilli, and we also got a good connection with the dude named Snow, man. He sang that song Informer.
Oh man.
Oh,
you sure
wow.
you guys don't got You don't got vanilla ice in your back pocket nowhere?
Nah, man. He got too crazy, man, on drugs and stuff, man. He was acting too crazy.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah,
I feel
you, man. Yeah, man.
Wait a minute. Did I just hear Gerald say he got too crazy on drugs and stuff?
He started dating midgets, man. Gerald's telling the truth, Caesar.
It's true, man.
I mean, What is Gerald talking about? You and Gerald do stuff like that.
Yeah, but we don't do any weird stuff with midgets, man.
I got you. Family show, guys. Family show.
Yeah, man.
Okay,
but
okay.
We know we're still real tight with Snow, man. He's pretty cool, man.
Oh, that's okay. Good. Man, y'all see that?
All the
homies.
Gene, you got a song called Touch the Sky. What is that song about, brother?
Oh, man, Touch the Sky is a crazy song. To tell you the truth, the way it came through is I got a request to write a song for a female artist. I was looking for, like, a song that could play for, like, New Year's, a party record or whatever. So I ended up writing the record, and I sent it to the producer that did the track for it. His name is Bruce Wayne. And he was like, yo, there's no way we can get this record.
Whoa!
No.
His name was Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, that's what he goes by. That's his producer name.
Is that the same Bruce Wayne from Batman?
No, it's a different Bruce Wayne. It's a different Bruce Wayne.
Do you know Peter Parker? Do you know Peter Parker, man?
No, I don't know Peter Parker either.
Yeah, man. Holy crap, man. You know a lot of
people. But yeah, so I sent the song. So I sent the song, and they were like, yo, you, this song, you got to have it. You got to keep it, man. And so it started playing overseas, and that's how the buzz really started first as me as an artist, really, to be honest with you.
Hey, what area are you from, man?
Man, I'm originally from Detroit, but I've been in California for like 10 years, and then now I'm in St. Louis recording my album, so I've been out here.
Oh, you're in St. Louis? I'm in St. Louis.
Yeah, I'm in St. Louis right now recording the record where it's 10 degrees, man. It's freezing. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
Hey, my brother's friends with the St. Lunatics, man.
Oh, yeah. That's cool, man. That's cool because I work with one of the guys that did, like, a lot of beats for them. Matter of fact, I just saw Murphy Lee in the studio, like, maybe, like, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, man, let's put him on the phone, man. You got a conference call?
What did you say?
I said, let's put him on the phone, man. I put Milli Vanilli on, man. You want me to put them on, and then you can put Murphy Lee on.
Milli Vanilli and Murphy Lee, but Murphy be the only one making noise.
Yeah, I put snow on, man. I get snow.
Oh, wow.
Technically, if you do a song featuring Milli Vanilli, it's still your song, because you're the only one singing.
Yeah, we can get snow, man. Wow. I'll get snow to come on.
True.
Well, look, my brother, Harold, Willie's not going to show up tonight. I don't know what's up with him. Miss Man.
Oh, man,
whatever.
He sees you, man. Tell the truth. You know what's up, man. He's a drunk, man.
Yeah, well, I do know what's up. He likes to drink, so he's probably drunk right now, passed out because it's Thanksgiving. Well, it doesn't have to be Thanksgiving for that guy. He'll drink on somebody's death because that's what he does. But anyway,
I'm here,
who's that?
Really?
Somebody's in here.
Oh, okay. Okay, check it out. Okay, now back to that song we were talking about, my man. That was it. That's what you had to tell me about the song. Do you want to introduce that song? Give me a world premiere on that song. We're going to play that song.
Yeah.
And come back and get some feedback.
Yo, what up? This is your boy Jean Dominique. This is Touch the Sky. You're listening to the DJ Black Caesar All New Friends Show. Check me out. Here we go.
Yo, we came to make you dance. Yo, we came to make you dance. They call me Jay Storm. I'm Mr. National. Don't need ID, they know my face no matter where we go. Hey baby girl, I'm on a mission, get you out your clothes. And later on, hit the crib, you can strike a pose. Click, click, supermodel bar, send another bottle. Don't stop, keep on coming, this is how we blasting off. Come on, let's take a man. Come on, let's take a man. DJ, let's take a man. Bruce Wayne, let's take a man. Let's blast off tonight.
Wow, man, that was a great song right there. I didn't know you were a pop singer, man. That's a great song.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, I'm top 40, man. You know, that's what I specialize in. That's my thing, you know. I write a lot of stuff. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you playing it.
I got a question. Yeah, what's up?
If I may, I just was wondering, Gene, I want to ask you a question about the name of the song. How come it's called Touch This Guy?
Man, because I feel it was one of those situations where it was just like, you know, when you're partying, you're having a good time, and you just want to keep it going higher to the next level, take to the next level. So it's kind of like just a metaphor, like just keep the party going until you can just reach the sky. Like y'all just partying all night, like no matter what it is.
Right.
Put your hands up,
right.
Get it going.
Yeah, but
wow.
I don't understand why is it called Touch This Guy?
It's not Touch This Guy.
Oh, wow. Is that Daryl?
Yeah, man. I was confused, man. The song, great, man. I really was dancing and everything. I just didn't understand why he's called Touch This Guy, man.
Hey, Daryl, check it out, brother. It's called Touch This Guy because that's the vibe he was giving off then. That's the swag. The swag that he was feeling, man. So that's why he called it Touch This Guy. That's what he felt at that time. You dig?
Wait, man, I'm confused, man. I thought it was called Touch This Guy.
No, it is called Touch This Guy.
So he said Touch This Guy, like touch a boy.
Oh, no, he didn't. He didn't say Touch This Guy, man. He said Touch This Guy, man.
Oh, man. All right, now it makes sense, man. All right. I got it now, brother. Hey,
wow,
man.
Hey, Gene, you got
really like
to excuse my host, man. My host, they're like really, really zombied out, man. They do a lot of brownies.
I really was feeling it, bro.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, man. We work hard. I appreciate it. I work hard. Thank you very much.
Hey, Harold. Hey,
definitely, brother.
Harold,
man, wake up, man.
Hey, dude, this dude's always asleep.
Hey, man, wake up, man.
I forget.
Oh, man, I got to go get some cold water or something, man.
Oh, wow. Hey, wait, hold on. Is Tish still out there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What'd you think about that song, Tish?
Oh, man, I was up in here dancing. I gotta get up with him after the show.
Wow.
Get me my cut.
That's, I liked it. It was nice. That should be your new song for you going out on the stage to do your posing, man. That song had some stuff in it. Wow.
I like that.
We have some great artists come to the show, Tish, man. I swear it is, man. We got artists all over the world that come here and stop by to talk to us like for about a little bit. Hey, right now, I want you to get your social networks, brother, if you don't mind. Where can these guys find you at online?
Oh, man, yes, absolutely. You can always hit me up on Twitter, which is at Jean Dominique, JeanDominique02. So you can always tweet me. I always answer back. I got a lot of people on there, so sometimes it takes a second or two. But if you write me, I definitely will write you back, and it's a serious response. It's not automated or nothing like that. It's me. You can hit me up on YouTube. Same thing, Jean Dominique 02. Just type it in, and you'll see all my music videos and everything else I got coming up. And you can also type into my blog and then see what I've been doing week to week. I always try to update that, keep that updated as much as possible. And my Facebook is as well, Jean Dominique again, Jean Dominique Music, and you can find me right there on Facebook, my fan page, and keep in touch that way. I try to keep in touch real good and right with everyone. I mean, especially now with, you know, the smartphones, it makes it real easy. So I always try to get back because without you guys supporting, there would be no me. So I really do appreciate it and try to give you guys as much time as possible.
Gene, that's what's up, man. Hey, I got a caller just called in. Let me take this phone off mute. 646-410. You can ask a question or make a comment now.
Yo, what's going on, Steve? It's your boy Casper Rockwell from the MFM.
What's up, man?
Yo, what up, man?
Yo, 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 yo. You know, I represent Land Pain. Bang on that brain. We maintain and drop flames on all terrains. But it's also, you know what I mean, Star Mob representative. Shout to Miss Bing, Bong, Bing, and all that. You know what I'm saying? E-Reason, Tony Live Friday.
Pow,
you know,
pow.
We about to launch this Money Flip Monday, so I would like to invite everybody who's on the line. Black Caesar, I need you to call in Money Flip Mondays. We just jumped off and copped our own blog talk joint. We're going on some early slot afternoon, but we could pre-record. If you want to give a shout-out, you got to get on the phone. You can't be in the background. You hear me, little woman?
Hey, send me the info, man. Send me the info so I can send it out to everybody else. Send me that info when you get a chance, and then I'll help you with your promotions. How about that?
No doubt. I'm about to promote you right now. I'm about to share the all-new DJ Black Caesar Friends show. I see you got this nice little digital cartoonistic, group of friends banner right here.
Banner,
I like this right here.
Yeah, I know, man. My guy did that for me. Jay Harvey, thanks to Jay Harvey, we got the new stuff. We also got the new magazine that's coming out. Stacey Darlene, the editor, chief editor, she just finished the magazine up a couple days ago. Dad, we got all the stuff set on with my man DC up there in Washington, D.C. So we get started up so we get the magazine on the get-go January 2nd. January 2nd, 2014, the magazine will be out. Everybody can strive to a copy. And guess what? Tisha is going to be in that magazine this month, January. She'll be in the first edition, the premier issue. We got Tisha going to be in there. If you guys don't know who she is, you need to go to my Facebook page. I'm going to post a couple pictures of her right now. I just posted a picture of her. She's, man, this girl, wow, she is something. But anyway, I want you guys to find out. Look, I'm not going to talk to her anymore. It's just... about something. That's all I got to say. But anyway, we're going to talk about her later on. Now, we're going to finish up with man Gene. Hey, Gene, do you have anything else you'd like to put out there?
No, man, just make sure that everybody just stays in touch, man. I appreciate you having me on the show, man. It's been a blessing. It's been great. So, you know, everybody just do things. I'm trying to come out there, man. If there are any shows or anything, let me know. I definitely come out there and rock the stage. I love to do what I do. So it'd be great. I'd love to come out there.
Hey, you know what, brother? What I'm going to do is I'm going to hook you up with my man, D.C., in Washington, D.C. I'm sure he has some stuff for you, man. He likes pop artists, so I'm going to hook you up. He likes different stuff, and you are different, man. So I think I'm going to tell him about you the next time I talk to him. I think he's a little down now, so I probably won't get to him until after the holidays. But I'm letting you know I'm going to get something to come up with you. When are you going to Japan, my brother?
Man, I'm not going to. Right now it's looking like July, August time is what we're looking at. I'm putting together this EP, putting everything out there. The EP is going to be completely free. I'm giving out free music. Touch the Sky will be on there. Another song called Your Star that's doing really well. On there. So I'm putting some free music out there just for people to rock to, you know, and have some good time to.
Okay. That's cool. Okay, Gene, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate you stopping by, my brother. You sound like a fantastic artist. You sound like you got a lot going on. Hey, I want to know one more thing before you go, though. Now, with all the stuff you got going on, let me ask you one question. What do you see yourself at, and how long do you plan on being in the game? I hope forever, but how long do you see yourself in the game, and where do you see yourself going now in the future?
Oh, man, I see myself in the game for, like you said, definitely forever. You know, obviously in different aspects of the game, you know, as you get older or whatever else, or your records aren't as popular, you got to be able to transition. But eventually I see myself, you know, trying to do the Jay-Z thing, you know, running a label and, you know, bringing other artists out, getting different cultures, bringing other things into this whole music genre and stuff like that. I mean, I'm really big into soccer. Like, I've been playing my whole life, so...
Hey, Gene, we got another song by you called You Star. What's that song about, my brother?
Oh, man, this is a record, man, that a lot of people have been liking. This song basically is like, okay, so say, you know how this is. So you see a girl, you think she's nice, you want to walk up onto her, and basically this is what you're saying, like, yo, you're a superstar. Like, you look amazing. You got everything. You should be my star. Like, let's rock together and make this thing shine. That's really what it's about.
Wow.
See, how old are you, man?
I'm thinking about
me. 25, man. 25, man.
Good age. That's a good age, man.
Yeah, I've been in the game 10+ years, ago, man. So it's been pretty cool.
Hey, Gene.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about a star right now, man.
Who you thinking about?
Well, I can't really tell you her name right now, but she is a star, man, and she's on the show right now. I can't wait to talk to her. This lady right here, she inspired me to start working out again, man. I used to work out back in the days. Like, I used to do shows and all that stuff, and I had 6 strokes. I know you guys probably didn't know that, but I had 6 strokes, and those strokes put me down for a while. So I had to learn how to walk, talk, and all that stuff again. I stayed in the hospital for a long, long time to get my stuff back on track. And once I did, you know, I wanted to go back to the gym, but I just wasn't motivated enough. Once I seen Miss Tish, she got me motivated to start working out again. And I've been walking now for about a good month, a little over a month. I've been walking, but now she has me back getting started. So I got my own gym at home. So basically she has, hey, I thank you, Miss Tish. Hey, I gotta talk to my guy real quick. Hey, brother, we're going to play this song that you got, You Star.
Yeah.
I want you to introduce the song, and go ahead and introduce this song. Let's get it going. What's up?
Yo.
This is second one.
Hey.
You're a star. My boy, John Dominique. Once again, you're listening to DJ Black. This is an all-new Friends show.
Hold up. Baby girl, yeah, you could be the one, cause your body's so cold that it's freezing out the sun.
You a 10 out of 10, that's the type I like, so we can get it poppin' any way that you like.
With your soft lips, where your jeans fit, oh, you fancy, huh? Yeah, I like that. Hit it in the morning, baby girl, throw it right back. Wait at your smile, I can tell that you like that. I ain't lying, I'm for real though. You the type of chick a real hood brother kill for. Face like that, girl, you should be on billboards. Man, ain't you clean? Yeah, I'm standing right here though. Tell me what you like, pick a place, love, we could be there by the night. Breakfast in bed, you ain't even tired. Cool you down with kisses, your body's on fire.
Anything you like, yeah, I can cop it. We can go shopping, till you say stop it. What's your favorite color, why we on the stop it? Can all of the girls in the town ever stop it? I ain't being rude, I'm through with the nonsense. Years of a favor, listen to your conscience. Never met a man that could be so conscious. Swear so right, I swear we're trying.
And by the way you're looking, I can tell that you're thinking that I gotta be. Cause you laughing and winking, and baby I ain't lying, I'm just spitting how I'm feeling, and hoping that you with it, so come on just a minute, girl.
That song right there was a banger, club banger, man. You got two club bangers right there, brother. I tell you that. You got some good music, man. I'm feeling that music. I love pop music, man. You are one of my favorite artists. Man. I tell you that, brother. You keep it going, keep it going, keep it 100, man. Keep scrapping for the top. Reach the scab, bruh. You're going to touch it one day because you are out there doing your thing, man. And good luck when you go to Japan, man. I want to get that feedback from Japan. Good luck because that's going to be a great event for you. I already know it. I see the people in Japan going crazy over you, brother.
Man, well, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it, dude. And you always know, man, anything you need from me, I got you.
Don't worry about it. You family. Hey, brother, thanks a lot for being on the show tonight, man. Hey, Harold and Gerald, do you guys have anything else you'd like to say?
Hey, man.
My man?
Hey, man. Keep up the great work, man. Keep up the great work, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Great work.
You're doing a great job, man. You're doing a great job. Sounds
thanks,
great,
man.
I was grooving, man. I was in there. I was grooving. I was
yeah. There you go. There you go. That's the groove. That's that groove. There it is right there.
I was feeling it, man. Had me grooving, man. I see my brother still passed out, man. My brother's still knocked out. I don't know what the hell he's doing. Wake up, Harold! I might have to call an ambulance, man.
I'm in here with my homie DJ Black Caesar playing my new joint. You heard? Wide Word, the label.
Who's that?
That was Chuck Taylor giving us a little drop there. Let's see what's up.
Hey,
let's go to somebody else. We got another caller. Let's go to this caller real quick and see what's up. Hold on one second, guys. Hold on one second. Okay. 301-901-956. Your mic is open.
All right. Yeah, I'm trying to get at my man Gerald and Harold. I got a question.
Hey, man.
I want to know how I get advances on my mixtape.
Hey, man.
My mixtape is like that. I mean, I ain't trying to get no airplay, but I call it Slip Hop because I incorporate Slipknot to the group, but Slip Hop.
Yes.
I call it Slip Hop. What?
Slip Hop. Okay.
I mean, that's as original as it gets. But how do I get advanced on my mixtape?
I got a pair of flip flops, man. I got a Old Navy for a buck.
Track 4, Slip Flop. Basically, it's when I was in L.A., basically wearing flip-flops with the, checkered shirt, button down the middle, with my khaki flip-flop.
They got flip-flops.
Hey,
caller.
Caller.
Yes, sir.
Caller from 301. Are you in Washington?
Yeah, I'm in Washington. I'm in Wheaton, Maryland. What?
Okay.
Yes.
What's your name, sir?
Say again?
What's your name, sir?
Oh, my name's Steve. Steve Double Dizzy. My man.
Big Steve.
Gerald knows me.
Representing Wheaton, baby.
He hooked me up on my song. That song, one single that I made. He hooked me up and made it sound right.
Oh, okay. I got you, brother. Okay.
Yeah, man.
Gerald
dabbles in everything, man.
Yeah, I know he does. I know Gerald dabbles in everything.
Nah, I'm just messing with you guys. You guys are fam. I'm just messing with you guys. It's good to hear you guys on the radio, man.
Hey, man, we love you, Steve.
I love you guys. All right, Gerald, Harold, y'all take care.
Thank you, brother.
Love you too, brother.
Remember, put it out, Slip Hop. New music, Slip Hop.
All right,
baby.
Hey,
man.
Send
some music to Caesar, man.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get it, man. I'm going to get it.
Yeah, he's gone. Okay. I'm not going to take any more calls.
My fan base.
I just want to tell you, Gene, it was wonderful having you tonight, man. You did a fantastic job, brother. Wonderful. got flying colors all across the board. Eventually, you're going to touch the sky, brother. I got to keep saying that, touch the sky, because you said it first. So you guys already heard it right here on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show, the all-new DJ Black Caesar Friends Show, my guy, Gene Dominique. He's doing it real, real big out there, guys. So support him. Go check him out. Hey, give your social networks one more time, Gene, so these guys can hear you.
Yeah, man, definitely hit me up at JeanDominique02 on Twitter. My music page, Jean Dominique, on Facebook. And then from there, you can get everything else, Reverb Nation, my YouTube page, and all that. So definitely hit me up. It's just my name, JeanDominique.
That's what's up, baby. Hey, John, thanks a lot for coming through, brother. We appreciate it.
Now, I appreciate you. I'm going to hit you up on the Facebook, homie.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, guys, stick around and check out this next interview. We got my girl, Keish, coming up, man. She's going to tell us a little about how to get dedicated, motivated, strengthened, rise, man. This girl is out there, brothers. I just posted a picture of her on my Facebook page, so if you guys want to see her physique, go check her out right now. She's on Facebook, and you can, if you want to check her out even more, I'll send you her links. If you guys want the links, I'll send you the links. Just be on the lookout for that coming to you soon. Everybody on the phone right now, I usually do at the end of the show, when the show goes off, I'll go through and I'll salute everybody. So, Gene, I need you to join my page real quick, man, because I got to go through there and I'll salute everybody, you know, and I want you to be saluted also. So go ahead and join my page. My page is the URL is CEOCEBA. CEO Caesar. That's it. CEO Caesar. CEZA. That's it. That's all you got to do.
Okay.
DJ Black Caesar. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you. And I'm going to send you my Twitter information as soon as we get situated, Gene, because I would like to tweet you on Twitter also.
Man, I definitely appreciate it. I'm going to look you up right now. I'll do it right now.
Okay. Thank you, sir. It's A&R. Twitter is A&R Mag, A&R Mag Urban Edition. EU, Urban Edition. Okay. Now,
okay,
Mr.
Cool.
Keish, how you doing, darling?
I'm doing well.
Wow, this is an honor to have you on the show, man, because, I mean, I don't think I ever told you this, but before I had my scrubs, I was really, really big in the gym, and you still look like you're like one of the people that I'll probably have training me, because I used to have trainers and all that. So I was on top of it. I see you're on top of it also. You post stuff every single day online about what your workouts are, and I see you working out in the gym, and it makes me feel like I want to be back in the gym.
I'm glad I inspired you. That made me feel good when I read that you were back up and running in the gym.
Right.
That put a smile on my face.
I'm not in the gym yet. Don't let me tell you that. Don't let me say that. I'm trying to
get
back.
Well, even your home
gym,
just back,
right,
you know,
right,
up and running, you know? That's the inspiration right there.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you yourself, you have not always been a healthy person. You were sort of kind of overweight. I'm going to say that. So
yeah,
why don't you start out telling everybody who you are, your name, and then tell them about you being obese. Because that's the word that you
That's exactly what it was, yeah. My name is Keisha Thomas, and I was born and raised here in New York, although I have moved quite a bit and was in Chicago for a stint of time, about maybe 6 years. And while I was there, I managed to get up to 276 pounds, and I'm 5'8".
Wow.
And so that was a lot of weight on me.
Wow.
And people always ask me, well, what made me do it? But, you know, everything was hurting. Like, when I got up in the morning, I felt like I was 80. You know, my body felt that way. And to have to roll out of bed, not so much because I was fat, but just the joints and the body and everything hurting. And at some point, I guess I hit my bottom.
Wow.
And I thought I had to do something because I was in a lot of pain, from my joints hurting to having a herniated disc to my asthma flaring up out of control to developing sleep apnea, all of this from being overweight.
Wow. Wow. Sounds like your story is going to affect a lot of people out there. Hope you listeners are listening to the young lady that's talking right now, because she's about to help you guys through some serious health issues, and then she's going to tell you how to correct those. She's also a personal trainer, so this lady knows what she's talking about. Tisha is the truth right now, as far as I'm concerned. She is the truth. hey, Tisha, look, man, I'm not bragging on you, but what I'm saying is I'm really into bodybuilding, but I got out of it for a while. You know, when I had the strokes and stuff, there was nothing I could really do. Basically, my right arm was, like, out of control. I couldn't do anything too much, so I had to learn how to use it again. But now I'm able to do everything like I used to do. I'm able to do it again. Like me talking like I'm talking now, it was like really, really hard for me. I was in bed all the time in the hospital. I was in there for like a long period of time. So, but I want to find out about what you got going on, because when I got motivated to go to the gym, the thing that motivated me is because I wanted to be in shape like everybody else. So I took it to the extreme. I was working at the gym as a personal trainer. Then I was working at the gym teaching Taekwondo classes. So I was working at the gym. When I say I'm working at the gym, when I took breaks, I went and worked out in the gym. So I was working at the gym.
Wow, you were there all day.
And I see you doing the same thing. I see you do the same thing. Now, you also are a personal trainer. So tell us a little about your personal training. And then first of all, I'm sorry. I'm a little ahead of myself. Tell us about you being obese, first of all, and then go into that personal training thing. Tell us about how you corrected everything.
Well, like I said before, you know, with my body being the way that it was, I didn't have high blood pressure or any of those things, but the things that I did have was so debilitating and put such a, put me in a way where I couldn't do my day-to-day activities, you know, from being out of breath from the asthma and just, you know, my joints being able, you know, enabling me to be able to walk. It was just a lot of different things, and I had to make a decision, and I guess everyone has to make that decision when they hit their own bottom, but for me, I think the sleep apnea did it for me, you know, waking up and gasping for breath, and I'm like, wow, why am I doing this to myself voluntarily? You know, that
right.
boiled down, you know, and I came up with the, you know, basically killing yourself slowly, like committing suicide. Slowly,
right.
And that's what it boils down to, you know. And you can make a lot of excuses and whatnot, but, you know, it boils down to how much do you love yourself. Because if you wouldn't
do it
to another human being, if you wouldn't do it to maybe, you know, I always try to think people to think in terms of a little baby. And if you wouldn't do that to a baby, you know, go all day and not feed the baby or, you know, just it would be considered neglect. But yet we do this to our own selves voluntarily and not being conscious of what we're putting in our mouths and not being, you know, disciplined enough. And, if, you know, discipline doesn't always come easy, but, you know, it's worth, you know, the effort to try to keep your life in order as far as, you know, what you're eating and being active and those types of things. So, you know, when I lost weight, that's what did it for me. And so I was fortunate to get a trainer that understood about food and understood about, you know, weight training. And I try to get across to a lot of people, particularly females that are afraid to pick up the weights that, you know, especially those that are overweight and obese, that in order to lose the weight, you have to do the weight training, not just the cardio. And you can't be afraid to put on a little bit of muscle because it's not going to automatically make you look like a man. And so I really try to get that across to my female clients, like I said, because a lot of them come to me and ask me, how do I lose the weight and what do you have to do? And that was the magic bullet. If there could be a magic bullet, that's the magic bullet. You've got to do the weight training, not just the cardio. And, you know, of course, it goes without saying that you have to correct the diet. That goes without saying. But what people do is they try to correct their diet, and then they do a whole bunch of cardio, and they don't do any weight training at all. And so when they lose the weight, have you ever seen someone that says, I lost 50, I lost 60, I lost 100 pounds? And I always say I commend anyone who's able to lose that amount of weight because it is very hard to lose weight. It's very, you know, people don't understand when you're overweight how much courage it takes to walk into that gym when other people are sick and you're trying to get your life together, you know, but it's like terrorizing sometimes the feeling to have to go in the gym and have to work out when you are obese. It doesn't feel good. And so at least it didn't for me. And so, you know, just getting people to understand that it's the weight training, it's the diet, it's and not in the weight training, it's progressive weight training, not just picking up a 5-pound dumbbell and a 10-pound dumbbell, you know what I mean, but really, really transforming your body. And like I said before, you see people that say that they've lost weight, but then their body still looks in a way that they're not proud of it themselves to put on something that maybe a bathing suit or maybe if they lost weight, you know, their arms are still shaking. I always say if you're going to take the time to work out and go through the being sore and changing your diet, don't you want to have the body that, you know, that you worked so hard for? Not that that's the ultimate goal, but, you know, who wants to lose all of that weight and still not be proud of the total package? And so for me,
right.
I was glad I ran into the trainer who taught me about weight training, but also taught me the importance of eating right and why we have to eat right and how many meals and those type of things. And it just clicked for me because up until that point, I see a lot of people in the gym, when they work out, they think that there is now a path to go out after they put 2 or 3 hours in the gym to say, okay, now this is a free pass for me to go to McDonald's. And that's not how it works. And so my trainer, like I said, I thank goodness I had a good trainer that taught me about that, about food and exercise. But the weight training, once I started to do the weight training, the pounds just started to melt like butter.
Wow.
And, because, you know, when you build muscle, it displaces the fat, you know what I mean?
Right,
so
right,
now you have
right.
that toneness. As you're losing the weight, now you have that nice toneness, and you don't have to look massive like I do. And I always try to tell females as well that I look this way because I have to compete and I have to look a certain way to get on stage. But you, when I speak to females, I say to them, yeah, but you can do the weight training in enough of a way where you're not a bodybuilder, but you can put on the toneness, and they're afraid of the word sometimes, mass. But you can put on the muscle mass that you need, that as you lose the weight, now you don't have floppy skin, but you have a nice toned arm, you know, or they say maybe like a Michelle Obama's arm, you know, whatever, if we can relate to that, you know, nice toned arm.
Right, right.
And so, you know, I take everything that I have learned from my trainer, and now I try to teach other people the same thing. And I just happen to get into bodybuilding. That's my thing. And the reason why it's my thing is because one of the most important things that my trainer could have done when, in addition to him teaching me about the food and the weight training, but was to say, after you lose the weight, what are you going to do after you lose the weight? You have to do something.
Right.
You have to get into something that's going to be conducive to that type of lifestyle where you want to eat right and you want to continue exercising after you hit your goal. And so he said to me, you know, you have the body for a bodybuilder. You should really think about doing a show. And so we got ready for the show, and that day of the show I hit my ultimate goal, which was to go back to my high school weight of 150 pounds from 276 to 150 pounds that day when I got out on the stage the very first time. I was 150 pounds and I won the show. And I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
Like I tell other people, you know, it may not have to be bodybuilding for you, but maybe in the back of your head, and I never thought about doing bodybuilding ever in my life. I never even picked up a muscle magazine. And it's just something that I love to do, but for someone else, it might be the new ballroom dancing type of thing, or maybe running a marathon, or, you know, just get into something after you hit your goal. Because if you don't, those are the people that you hear all the time that put the weight back on. Those that don't get into anything after they have lost the weight. They don't get into anything, so they go back to that same lifestyle that got them big in the first place.
Exactly.
And so you have to get into something. And so, like I said, for me, it was bodybuilding. I love it because it teaches me the discipline that I need, especially with the food. Because what people don't understand, especially when you have been overweight for a long time, because your body looks a certain way, the mindset is still in that I'm a fat girl. mindset.
Right.
And so it takes time to be able to change all of that. And even those cravings that you have to continue to eat poorly, they don't go away overnight just because you hit your goal. And so I try to make people aware of that, and so that there are no surprises when they lose weight, because if they, like I said, if you don't get into something, those are the ones that you often hear will put the weight back on. And when they do put it on, it's usually twice the amount that they had before.
Wow. You make a lot of sense. You make a lot of sense. I know these other people, I know they're listening in, and they're like, wow, what is she talking about? Because, I mean, it's like when you work out in the gym, you already know your territory. You already know what to do. You already know you got certain moves to build up certain parts of the body. You already know you got to eat 6 meals a day to feed your body to keep it nourished throughout your workouts and stuff. Like you know you got to take the protein to feed the muscle. You know you got to rest. You know you got to work out. So we already know what's up. But the thing is, a lot of these other people are thinking, they're like, I don't want to look like that. I don't want to be that big. I used to get people, especially women, every day telling me, I don't want to look. I don't want the muscle on top of muscle. You know, like
right.
you. I hate
right.
to say it.
Hey, Slazer, what the hell have you been drinking, buddy? You're stuttering.
Hey, Willie, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm all right, buddy. I'm up here lifting weights right now. I'm trying to get buff and beat stuff like everybody else is.
Come on, Willie. You ain't lifting no weights. You're lifting moonshine. Hey, this is my other co-host right here. This is Willie the Redneck and Miss Tish. He wants to find out what's going on with you. So I'm going to let him talk to you and let him find out. Also, I got Stacey Darlene on the phone. She just checked in with us, and she has a couple questions for you also. But I'm going to let Willie question, if Willie, if that's all right with you. What's up, Willie?
All right, buddy, I got a question to ask you. Since you lift weights, how long you been doing this, buddy?
I've been doing it since 2009. That was my first show.
All right, let me ask you something, buddy. You think you're a strong man? You think you're tough?
Well, like I always tell people, I wouldn't hurt a fly unless I had to.
Wow.
Everybody,
wow.
I'm going to be honest with you, buddy.
Hey, Willie, check it out, Willie. I got some pictures of her. I just posted on my Facebook page. Go and check the pictures out, and you'll probably take that question back, man. You'll really take that question back. You won't say anything like that. He looks like
well,
the
I'm
like, looks
like
the female.
I ain't nothing like a strong woman, Caesar. I'm telling you, I need a strong woman on my team. I mean,
a strong black woman.
I need a strong woman, period, Caesar. I mean,
that's
I'm
right.
be honest with you, Caesar. I got so many people out for me right about now. They started insulting me. I'm pissed them off.
Oh, wow.
And I really need me a personal bodyguard. I mean, hell, Caesar, you're not doing worth a damn as a manager. I'm telling you that right now. Hell, I ain't seen a show in the past couple of weeks. Seriously, I mean.
Wow. Hey, Willie.
So
check
I need.
It out.
Instead of a manager,
hey,
I need me a bodybuilder woman. I need me a bodybuilder chick.
Hey,
I need me a chick with some big arms.
Hey, Willie, is this man with you?
Yeah, hold on for a second. Let me see if I can get her real quick. Because if I'm not mistaken, this man used to bodybuild back in 1936, I think. I might have got that wrong.
Hey, that's why I want her on the phone so she can tell us about her working out back in the days.
Hold on for a second.
While he's finding this man, Stacey, why don't you go ahead and ask Tisha a question?
Hey, Tisha, how you doing?
How are you, Stacey? I like those boots, girl.
Thank you. And in case nobody knows, you guys need to make sure you check out Tisha in a premiere issue for A&R Review Magazine. She had a phenomenal interview. She really did. Learned a lot. But one thing I wanted to know, like I'm really sitting here listening. I know I touched this on the interview too, so we're not going to go into a whole lot. But this one is kind of important to me because, you know, we've talked about, you know, I'm a plus size girl too. Well, not too, you're not, but I am. I'm a plus size girl. And where do you get that discipline where you can go in and say, you know what, I don't need the ho-hos. The chocolate is not calling me. no, I don't need a donut with my coffee. Like, you know, the normal everyday sweets, you know, I haven't met an ice cream I didn't like yet. So how do you, where do you get that discipline?
Well, I said before, it's definitely not something that happens overnight. I'm glad that you asked that because a lot of people, I think, feel that because I felt this way when I was overweight that, wow, I hit my goal. So now I conquered it. And it's so often that your body definitely has made the change, but the mindset, that still has a lot of changing to do as well when you lose weight. And I don't think that people are aware, or I shouldn't say, I wasn't aware when I lost weight that, you know, your mind is thinking one way. And to say all of that, to say when I went in the store, sometimes the chocolate was still talking to me, and the chips was like, you know, hey, you going to buy me? And I went through that for probably 2 or 3 years of struggling.
Wow.
And sometimes falling down and just saying, screw it, because I couldn't deal with the temptation after I lost the weight and after I won a couple of shows. This is, you know, still the struggle that I was going through for a minute. And I have to say, I lost the weight in 2009. This is 2013, and this is the first year that I can actually go down the candy aisle and the chip aisle, and I'm actually turned off a little bit by it because I know how it makes me feel when I eat and it's not satisfying. It's no longer satisfying to me to eat the chocolate because if I eat a whole bar, it actually makes me sick. Or if I eat too many chips, they actually turn my stomach. And so
wow.
It took some time to get to that point, though. It does not happen overnight.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what about with people approaching? I mean, do you have a hard time, or do people find you intimidating?
Hey, can I ask that question before?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Cause she's beautiful. She's got an amazing body. So
I can tell you what she's going through right now because I know what I went through. Every head when she goes to the mall. When she goes to the grocery store, every head is following her around in the store.
Yeah.
Guys and women are asking her, like, wow, your arm's so big. Man, what size are your arms? What size are your legs? Wow. Do you lift 400 pounds? Because I know what she's going through. I know. Hey, I can reach your man, lady. I can reach your man.
Right. He got it down.
Hey, C's, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Hey, was that a real tiger that you were posing with?
It looks like it, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I won't tell.
Hey, it's a pretty cool picture, man. I like it a lot.
Wait a minute. How the hell? Hold up. You say tiger.
Speaking of tigers.
I'm a cougar.
Speaking of tigers.
I'm a cougar. I'm no damn tiger. I'm a cougar. That was me.
Oh, wow.
You know what I like?
Mountain lion. Mountain lion.
Let me tell you something. Jesus, you still got that picture, baby. You still got that picture. You still got the picture of me and you.
No, what are you talking about, me and you?
The picture, you know, everybody
thinks
a tiger.
The truth comes out, man.
Everybody thinks it's a tiger. It's really a cougar. I'm a cougar.
That's your mountain lion.
Now, if you see, I'm going to tell you something. For those who are I watch that geographic. Really a
mountain lion.
A mountain lion, that's the same thing. Yeah, excuse me, lion. That's the same thing, a cougar and mountain lion.
Yeah, exactly.
How do we get on the topic of the tigers and the lions?
Bears.
I'm gonna tell you, I used to lift the weights back in. I was lifting weights back in 1930. What's that, 30?
19 what?
30.
That's prohibition days, man.
It was like 1930. You know what you need to do? You really need to shut your ass up. Really. Because I'm sick of
you. Watch your language, Miss Man. We don't curse on the show.
No, man. Act like a lady.
It's a family show, but this fool ain't part of my family.
Yeah, man, I'm glad. Thank you. Hey, I thank the Lord for that every day.
hey, guys, I hate to cut both of you guys off, but I'm really interested in hearing what Miss Tish is saying, man. So can she go back to talking, because she has a lot to talk
definitely
about. We're going to have a little bit of time, so Tisha, go ahead
anything
and take the mic and start talking. Just take up where you left off at, Tisha, if you don't mind. Tell me a little bit about, like, what things do you need to eat, because I know what you need to eat. Tell everybody else what you need to eat.
Well, I guess in basic terms, you know, you want to make sure that you are getting at least 5 meals in a day, preferably 7, but most people can't get even 2 or 3, so 5 meals. And those meals should be spaced out every 2 to 3 hours. And I always tell people it never changes from the time you're a baby and the doctor says you have to feed the baby every 2 to 3 hours, even as an adult. It is the same thing. You have to eat every 2 to 3 hours to keep your blood sugar at a steady level so that you're not spiking it up and down. But not to get too much in scientific type of terms, but you want to be able to eat every 2 to 3 hours, at least 5 meals, to be able to maintain energy. You have to think of yourself as a vehicle sometimes, and the meals that we eat help us to keep that energy throughout the day. So I would say, you know, you wouldn't go way to Florida on a quarter tank of gas. So you have to think of your body the same way. You can't run yourself all day. Although we do it, but it's not good to run yourself all day and expect and demand so many things of your body and not feed it accordingly. And
let me say something real quick. I don't mean to cut you off. I don't mean to cut you off, but I want you to say me on the radio. I want you to tell my granddaughter lived in Wake, tell her, eating those damn ham hocks ain't good for her.
Say it again.
In English,
she said, granddaughter, that ham hocks and chitlins aren't good for her.
Yeah, just tell her it ain't good for her. She lives in the radio right now.
What she eating?
That's what she eats. She eats.
Best way to teach someone is by example, and you know, to see those changes in yourself. So especially if parents are trying to get their kids to lose weight, and if they are overweight themselves, and a lot of times that's quite often what you see in the household nowadays. Usually the whole family is overweight.
Oh,
wow.
Where are you from?
Say again.
Where are you from?
I was born and raised in New York, but I've lived quite a few places.
Where do you live now?
I live in New York City.
I'm not really far from you, and I do a lot of shows. Maybe you'd like to come out and try to arm wrestle me.
Oh, everybody wants to arm wrestle.
I got money.
I don't think you can handle it.
Hey, Gerald.
I got 16 and a half inch guns.
Hey, Harold.
Yeah, man.
You're sick, right? You're still sick? Because you got to be sick to ask Tisha the arm wrestler. She'll break your arm.
I tell you what, Caesar, I already beat 3 people, man. I actually beat Miss Mammon arm wrestling, and I definitely beat Willie the Redneck, and the other one was Alicia Lang, so I want to step my game up.
Hey, Harold, let me tell you what you're talking about. You just said a drunk, you just said a woman that's about over 100 years old, and you also said another woman that doesn't work out at all. She doesn't work out.
I got
a whole other category right here.
I got $500 on my bro, man.
Well, hey, Gerald, you're going to lose that $500, and you just got it, so you might want to keep that.
You know what, Tisha? Are you still with me? Hello.
Yo. Yo, was Gucci? We still on the air?
Are we back?
I don't know what happened, but right now it's 9:31. Shout out to DJ Black Caesar, Blog Talk Radio. You already know what it is. Casper Vell, Rockwell, Money Flip Masters. We in the building. Land Pain, bang bang. Y'all want to hear some music or something?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think they hold on, let me.
We gonna get there. Yeah, that was a little joint by my dude Chief Cherokee, representing from Queens. I mean, Rigo Park song.
Okay.
Y'all can go to.
I'm sorry. I see what was wrong. Stacey, you still here?
I'm here. Everybody
yeah,
else
got...
still here? Did we lose him?
Yeah, we lost Tisha. Let me call her right back. Get her on the phone. Hey, Willie, are you still there? Okay. Harold, are you still there? You know what was up, man?
Hmm.
Somebody called up from another show, and their show was tied in our show. I don't know why.
Oh, wow.
Why? I don't know why he did that. That was.
You need to unmute Harold.
Okay, I got you.
Hello?
Hey, Tisha. I'm sorry. You know the guy that was on the phone with us earlier talking about his show?
Yes.
Yeah, his show actually came on while we were on the radio, and he knocked everybody off.
I apologize. Probably because I'm long-winded.
No. That's a good thing if you're long-winded.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let me see. Harold, are you still there? Stacey, I don't have Harold's phone on mute. His phone's not on mute.
Huh. Okay, I'll find out what's going on. Should we continue while I get him back?
Yeah, go ahead and get him back. I'm just going to talk because I'm pretty sure we're on the air where everybody else can hear us. So I don't want to interfere with that because we don't have that much time. I had to call in. I had to call myself on the hotline phone, so I'm on the hotline phone right now. I couldn't even get back on the show because my number's still up there. But anyway, I hung up another fellow. I'm sorry about that, Tisha. I mean, it's, you know, hey, it's show business, man. Stuff goes on. So what were we talking about? What were we talking about with you, Tisha? Because I know we were talking about the health benefits. We were talking about what do you need to eat. And then I know what we want to talk about. Can we talk about some of the exercise you do to get yourself built up so good?
Well, you want to do a progressive program, and it's not good enough just to go in the gym and selectively, unconsciously, pick weights up and think that you're going to transform your body that way. But what you should do is go to a lot of the sites that they have. They have a lot of them up, but one of the sites I recommend is bodybuilders.com. And you don't have to be a bodybuilder to join the site, and it's almost like a Facebook for those that are into fitness and want, you know, to build their body. And okay. So you can set up your page, and you can set up different graphs and stuff that will chart your progress. It does all of that. But what it does most importantly is it has a information section where you can look and open up different programs, or you can type into the search maybe exercise with no equipment, and it'll give you
Hey, I'm sorry. Hold on one second, Tish. Hold on one second. Hey, Harold and Gerald, is that you guys?
We're trying to get in, man.
Yeah, I got you in now, man. I'm sorry. I'm so used to looking for 301. I keep forgetting you got that 240 number, Gerald. You guys are on.
Yeah, we're both in here, man.
Now, yeah, check it out. Tisha was telling us about diet and nutrition. I'm sorry, Tisha. Can you go ahead and continue?
Sorry.
it's okay. but, I had lost my place. But what we were saying,
You were saying about your diet and nutrition, about certain things you can do and certain things you can't do?
Well, with the diet, you know, getting the meals in, just to sum it up, you want to make sure that you do get your meals in.
I got a question for you. What consists of a meal? Like just anything or something healthy or what? Because I know that you say eat six meals or seven meals, and these people think they're going to be meals now. You're talking about actually a fruit or yogurt or something in the morning time. Is that correct?
That is correct. And so if you're talking five meals, you're talking breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and snacks in between. And so what a meal basically consists of is not a Thanksgiving dinner every time you sit down. But your biggest meal should be in the morning so that you have all day to burn off those calories. And as the day goes on, your meals, one, should get smaller as the day goes on. And what consists of the meals basically are your three components, which is going to be your carbs and your protein and a fat.
Vegetable?
In your diet. And say again?
A vegetable is a carb, dude. That's the carb.
Yeah, your carbs can be there are different carbs, and you have your simple carbs, which are like your high sugar, your white bread, you know, the things that you will find in donuts and those type of things. Those are simple carbs.
Yeah.
And so they have a lot of sugar. Then you have your complex carbs, which are your oatmeal and your sweet potatoes and your brown rice and your whole grains. Those are complex carbs. And the reason why it's better to eat one over the other, because the complex carbs, it takes your body longer to break it down, so you'll stay full a longer period of time if you eat those type of carbs. Whereas the simple carbs, when you grab that donut or you grab that bagel, it converts to sugar when it hits your body. So you're going to get a rush of energy maybe, but only for a short period of time. And then you're going to feel hungry again. And so...
I got a question about like organic. What do you feel about organic? You know, I've been doing a lot of organic lately. I mean, do you think that's beneficial, or you know, do you think it's just a bunch of hype?
Well, I mean, anything that is grown without pesticides and those type of things, I think is always better. but everyone can't always afford the organic foods. They're very expensive.
Milkshake this morning, it was actually it's like a sports shake with some fresh leaves that we picked from our closet, you know, off of our plant. So we have a nice milkshake that we made, and it was like really energizing for me and my brother.
Well, you know, and it's interesting you should say that, because most people say that they can't eat a meal, but you can still get the nutrients in a shake in the morning time if you can manage to get that down, because the meal is a piece of that.
This milkshake cost me $275 of the Maui Wowie.
Wow, man. I hope it gave you a lot of energy.
So you said you can't eat nothing organic. Let me imagine something.
I didn't say you couldn't eat it. I'm just saying it just costs a little bit more than your regular foods in the store. And everyone can't always afford organic.
It's true.
I eat liver and rice. Liver's an organic food, isn't it?
This one is pretty good.
Eat your liver.
Miss Ma'am, she didn't say they're not talking about organ food, man. They're talking about organic food. Food is grown without pesticides and stuff like that.
You sure right.
You're cannibal?
I'm organic.
You're
a cannibal. I give me some liver rice, and I eat that for breakfast. And from that liver, I get all my protein.
You gotta get a hearing check.
What are you, Hannibal Lecter?
Oh, wow, you think you get a hearing check. Okay.
I gotta say, Tisha, what I really like, Tisha, is that, you know, especially coming from a female perspective, and Ms. Ma'am, I'm sure you can agree with this, that a lot of times it seems like the softness is taken away when you have like a female bodybuilder. But the way you have presented yourself in some of the pics and the posing, you really make it like a very sexy thing as well. And you bring that in there. And I really commend you for that, because it seems like sometimes they think that that's just kind of too hard. You know what I mean? That's the softness. And the sexuality would have gone away, but you really bring back that sexiness with your poses with the lion or the tiger. We haven't figured that out yet. Bring it. Yeah, she's bringing sexy back. Okay.
I hope when I make my first exercise video, I can use that song.
but even some of the pics you took with like in the heels, and then some of the poses. You know, and I know I took one of them for the magazine. It was a real nice pose. You know, you sitting in the chair and you've got the dress on, and I really
like
how you present yourself as a bodybuilder.
I want that pose.
All right, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, Stacy,
that's the new official.
I want a picture of you ladies. Put in my deer camp.
You want?
Wow.
What is it you want?
Yeah.
Do I want to even ask?
I want a picture of both you ladies, so I put my deer camp, and that'll give me a little motivation.
Oh, he wants a picture?
Wow. Tisha, look. Tisha, I could be the before, you'll be the after.
Say again?
I'll be the before pick, you'll be the after.
Hey, Stacy.
Yeah.
Stacy.
Hey, Stacy.
You've been cheating on me with this fool right here. You're not calling Stacy's name right here.
I can't hear everybody.
Hello.
Stacy, just know you're perfect to me, boo. You're perfect to me.
Let me tell you something, buddy.
Gerald.
You're not going to be on here talking to Stacy like that, buddy. We not going to Stacy.
Hey, bro, handle my light work for me, Harold.
Hey, man, chill out, man. I thought you had Miss Ma'am pregnant.
Get him, bro.
Wow.
Oh, no, I ain't got nothing to do with this. You'll keep my name out of this. I ain't got nothing to do with this. Caesar's been my boo ever since he was a bodybuilder.
Oh, no,
Miss Ma'am. No, don't do that.
Caesar, go on, don't. It's time for you to tell the world about it.
Caesar,
oh,
maybe
man, nothing
to kill. Margaritas. Go cook
ain't
us some liver.
Now, at least one of those, I got 18 grandchildren. At least two of them belong to Caesar.
Oh, no, man. Stop lying, Miss Ma'am. Stop lying.
Well, I don't know.
I got them babies.
I feel like this. That baby ain't never left no waste. That baby's 4 years old, and that baby looks just like Caesar. That baby's buff.
Wow.
Better get some child support, Miss Ma'am.
Hey, mm-hmm. Miss Ma'am, is that because Willie babysits and feeds it dog food?
I ain't feeding no damn dog food, no baby. What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, man, that's what you told me and Gerald, man. Every time you babysit one of Caesar's kids, man, you feed him dog food.
You did say that, man.
Oh.
You did. Hold up now. You've been. Who are you told that to?
Me and my brother, man.
I ain't talking about nothing like that. They lied on me. I never said a damn thing about no dog food feeding no baby.
You were drunk, man.
Oh, man, I take it back. You said hog food.
Oh, yeah, it was hog food, man.
Wait a minute. I know. Now, I got heart problems myself. I know he his blood pressure. I had a stroke. Me and Caesar had a stroke together.
Please
tell him about it.
No, Miss Ma'am. Stop lying, man. I didn't have that stroke with nobody. I just saw myself.
You had a stroke while you were stroking, and you were stroking and had a stroke?
No. You guys try to put words in my mouth. Y'all need to quit.
You said it, man. We didn't say it. She said it.
Well, Caesar, you need to tell the truth, Caesar. You just
tell the truth,
you
man.
You a playboy. You know you're a playboy. And me being a cougar.
That
ain't no tiger in the picture. That's me. I'm a cougar.
The truth will set you free, Caesar.
Wow.
The cougar.
Hey, Stacy Darlene.
Yes, dear.
What's the deal with you in that cartoon picture? Is your face really that blue?
That was my goth look.
Yep, I was wondering.
That was my goth look.
This really looks like this. This looks like her. Like
and
a whole
if you
lot.
Guys look at the banner, if you guys look at the banner, that's been taken care of also.
It looks like the kid holding her breath. It looks like the kid from Willy Wonka that licked the blueberry.
Oh, wow.
Hey, man, Caesar, why do you look like the guy from Hellraiser 3?
I don't know. I thought
Michael Jackson look going.
I thought that was Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I look like Michael Jackson a little bit. What now?
I thought it was Michael Jackson, man.
Hey, what can I say? I'm bad, man. I'm bad. Hey, guys, Tisha, I thank you, Tisha. Hey, Tisha, can you let everybody know your social networks? Because we're getting down to 10 minutes. So I want you to put all your social networks out there that you frequent.
I don't frequent that many, but you can definitely find most of my training and progress on Facebook, which you can find right under my name, which is Tisha Thomas, T-I-S-C-H-A Thomas, and I am on Twitter, which is, what is that Twitter? Facebook is so bad with the social networks.
Wow, man.
you can find me on the Twitter under my same name as well.
Okay, Tisha.
Hold up, Tisha. Let me defend you real quick. Let me defend you. Her name Tisha Thomas. She on Twitter. She ain't on steroids. She on Twitter.
You got it.
Confused, man.
Wow.
That's deep. That's really deep.
Cool. Tisha Thomas.
You spell it out for us too, since you've been.
Tisha, you have any shows coming up that you're going to be doing? Any bodybuilding shows coming up?
Yes, I'll be doing nationals again in July in Pittsburgh, Masters Nationals. So
and
hopefully,
you're training now for that, right? You're training now for that.
I'm training now. Yeah, I'm in the gym twice a day.
usually 6 days out of the week. And I usually have a, what they call split training, day and night. And it will take that long to put on about maybe 8 to 10 more pounds of muscle to get ready for my next show.
Okay, Keisha. Don't you ever just want to sit down with a bowl of ice cream and some whipped cream, nuts and a cherry and a banana, you know, all mixed together? And I mean, don't you ever have that urge?
Well, I used to, but I don't anymore. It took some time, and I would say time meaning for me personally, it took about, I want to say 2 to 3 years to get to that point where, you know, that food doesn't appeal to me anymore. And if I indulge, you know, I can indulge, but I don't
What's your favorite food?
Deprive myself.
What's your favorite food?
Huh?
What's your
favorite food? Wow. I like sweet things. That's where I get into trouble at. So pies and cakes and those type of things.
You like me then, because I'm sweet as can be.
Uh oh.
Look at you.
Well, you sound sweet enough. Yeah.
Hey, Tisha, I'm having a problem finding you on Twitter. I'm typing in Tisha Thomas. All one word, and I still found it.
Oh, boy. Hold on. You know what? Okay, let me correct. See, I'm really horrible with the social network thing. Okay, so it would be Twitter at Tisha. Tisha underscore T.
Okay. Oh, there you go. I got you.
Okay.
Yep, I got you.
So you can find me on that.
So you need to open that pending up.
Say again?
It says pending, so that means you got to verify it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. Well, can I ask you a question? Why do people do that? Why do you do that on Twitter? Twitter should be open up to everybody.
Well, you know, I didn't even set the settings yet on this. As you can see, I'm not on it as often as Facebook.
How about this, Ms. Tisha? How about I'll give you a call one day next week, and I'll tell you how to do all that. I'll walk you through how to get that unlocked, and that'll be cool. We can talk next week.
Oh, well, that'd be very helpful.
Yeah,
I'm going to the gym. I don't have time to sit down and do it.
I know.
Caesar, hold on.
Yes, man.
You ain't gonna be disrespecting me like that. I'm here trying to flirt.
Wow. Okay,
busted,
Miss
Man.
I'm sorry.
You damn right, wow. You better ever disrespect me like that.
Miss Ma'am, I said I'm sorry.
But okay. Miss Ma'am, is Caesar a good father
that's
to your
name.
Kids?
Say again?
No, he's no good father. He's not no good father. He's good father to the other children, but he don't give up. He don't give a fuck why he's on here.
Wow, boy, I tell you, man.
He's busted.
Even deny him. They ain't his grandchildren. I'm going to put him on grandchild support. That's what I'm about to do.
Grandchild support? Wow.
You won't see a damn, Miss Ma'am. You won't see a damn out of me.
Grandchild
support.
My grandchild won't see a damn.
Okay, Miss Ma'am. Check it out. Here's the deal, guys. I wanted to talk to Tisha right quick. Tisha, it was wonderful having you on the show tonight. You did a fantastic job. You're always on point, man. And I just want to let you know that. Also, I want to let you know it was wonderful having you on the show tonight, and I don't want you to be a stranger to the show. I want you to come back and tell us some more of what we can do to get ourselves in shape, because we're looking at you as the guru out there right now of health and fitness. And I want you to know that, though.
Well, if you can join me in Harlem.
You want to meet your personal trainer also, so why don't you bring him back through one day and have him on the phone.
Say one more time because you're breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said we would like to meet your personal trainer one day, so how about bringing him back so we can actually talk to him a little bit and
ask them about you.
Well, if I can get them to come from Chicago, because that's where he lives.
What I'm saying is, how about getting him to call into the show one day?
Oh, yes. Well, you let me know when you want to do that. I'm sure he'll be very happy to talk to you.
Yeah, that would be
interesting.
Cool.
Let me know.
Hey, Stacy, I think since we already did the interview with her for the magazine, I think we should get her trainer in the next issue of the magazine.
Oh, I'm right. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Cool. Well, that's it right there. That's it right there, guys. Thanks a lot for everybody that's tuned in tonight. We had a lot of callers out there, but a lot of you callers are real, real timid. You guys are scared to ask questions. I don't know why, but you guys could ask questions by pushing one of your keypad. We'll see that, and we'll single you out. We'll single you guys out, let you talk to Tisha. But you know what? You guys waited too long. We only got about 3 more minutes to go for the show, and I want to leave you guys with the issue of the magazine that's coming out. I'm going to let Stacy do that. So, Stacy, tell them about the magazine.
Yep, we have the premier issue of A&R Review Magazine Urban Edition. We have a lot of really fantastic people that are in there, a lot of stuff that I really actually learned about myself in actually doing these interviews. So great people, but what I want people to do is not only do I want you to get your copy of it because, let's go ahead and support some of these artists, but two, what I'd like to do is make sure that you guys actually follow them when you see it because down on the bottom after each article is their Twitter and their Facebook. You know, follow them, read up on it, listen to them, and, get to know them because there's really some awesome people out there. Absolutely.
Hey, Stacy, you know what? You know what, Stacy? You also get to put Tisha's in there right now because we didn't have Tisha's interview in there, so you get to add that link to her radio interview about her being on the show
absolutely.
Tonight.
Absolutely. Yep, you are so right. We can go ahead and add that.
Yep. Oh, thank you. Okay, guys. I already know how the show goes. We thank everybody for coming out tonight to the all-new DJ Black Season Friends show. It's been a wonderful evening. You guys have been fantastic. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for actually calling in and showing some support to these artists and to Miss Tisha. You guys are wonderful, 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 wonderful beings. God bless everybody. You guys have a fantastic holiday, Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much. You just heard what Miss Tisha said. She was like, you got to be slow. You got to space them out every 2 to 3 hours. Don't go in there and grub like all at one time. Don't go in there and stuff turkey in your belly. Don't kill yourselves with dessert. So don't do that. Take your time.
Everything in moderation.
Eat and drink in moderation, like she said.
Yeah.
And that is absolutely right, Tisha. We appreciate that. Hey, Tisha, also, I would like to say you're a wonderful person, man. We're glad to have you on the show tonight, man. You, like, inspired
me to
start working out. Hey, you know what, Tisha? I was like, wow, what is going to get me back in the gym? Now, right now, you guys know I don't have a vehicle right now because I just been able to drive again. The doctor just gave me my told me I'd get my license back. I got my license about maybe 7 or 8 months ago, and I still haven't got a car.
Right.
But the thing is, I'm getting a car next month, because next month's coming right away. So I'm thinking about getting a car right now, so you guys will see me back at the gym. When I get that car, that's why
right.
I'm going to first.
Hey, Caesar, let me ask you a question, buddy. Why the hell are you thinking about a car, buddy? You want to save gas? You want to save money? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All you got to do is
Willie, I do not want a horse. I'm not riding a horse around town.
Hey, man, they have a lot of horsepower, man.
I can't do it, Willie. I can't do it. I can't do it like
you,
brother.
Listen, you want to go out on a date, buddy? I got a buggy for you, boys. A two-seater.
There you go, man.
Wow.
You can take Miss Ma'am out.
Yep, you can take Miss Ma'am out.
Would you guys leave that alone? I don't like Miss Ma'am. Miss Ma'am is never going to be with me. So leave that stuff alone.
Looks like she already.
What, Willie?
I saw you with Miss Ma'am last night, buddy.
Okay, guys.
Thanks a lot for tuning in every Wednesday night. All new DJ Black Season Friends show. You guys check us out next week. We'll be here next Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central Time. And you know what? I don't know who's going to be on. If I did, I wouldn't tell anyway. So you guys check us out. We'll be back. We will holler at all you guys. Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in tonight. And peace, love, chicken fat. You already know.
Bye.
Love, peace, and energy.
All right. We'll talk to y'all.
Booyaka.
That's right, y'all. DJ Mercury, Grand Wizard Rasheen, K-Cup from Main Source, and me, Mikey Destruction. We are Elements of Hip Hop. And we're right here with my man, DJ Black Caesar and Friends, making it do what it do. You feel me? DJ Black Caesar and Friends is on every Wednesday at 7 p.m. with major and indie artist interviews and breaking new music. Y'all been here for a while. Rent's due. Pay me.